The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Yeah, here we go. Fox World Travel Show's on the air. It's Labor Day weekend, and we are still live, ladies and gentlemen. Saturday, September 5th. My name's Danny Clayton, looking over there at Rose Gray from Fox World Travel. Hey.
Did you hear what that sassy Alex just said to me?
No.
Are you trying to cram for an exam? Because I was trying to get my numbers up in front of me before the show started. Sassy.
He outed you.
He did.
He did.
It
no.
Did.
No.
Well,
Rose got into the studio late because they were solving the world's problems out in the hallway, I believe.
We were.
Is that, yes.
We were.
Yeah. So anyway, how's the world in Fox
well,
World Travel?
It is my job to find the silver lining whenever mm-hmm. possible. So a couple of silver linings this week. First of all, many of you may know, and this is what Alex was referring to, I was pulling up the TSA checkpoint travel numbers. There's a graph on their website that gives us the total number of travelers that went through TSA on any given day today and then 1 year ago. So they do it every Monday morning at 9 o'clock. So I won't get Friday's numbers until Monday, but Thursday's numbers, that would be the 3rd of September, 877,698. I scrolled like a madwoman all the way down till March 17th.
Which was the date.
To find a number that was higher than that.
Okay.
So in April, we were in five digits. So in April, we were seeing 98,000, 97,000, 90,000. And we started getting into the 100,000s. And so if I'm reading this right, it looks to me like on the 3rd of September, we have finally surpassed March 17th, which seemed to be, remember
that's when Saint Patrick's Day got shut down.
They shut down the bars.
Yeah, at the closing time,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right, because we got to get that last.
No riots, yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
So, okay, well, so 1 year ago, it was 2.1 million.
Right.
Let's be realistic. But again, like I said, I'm looking for those silver linings.
So I think one of the things that people, they weren't going to go anywhere, but now that we want to go some places, I think we were so reticent because you didn't know what type of quarantines we're going to put in or not. Now, I think a major step was a lot of the airlines getting rid of the change fees,
okay,
right? Is that what it is called in the business? What is it?
Yeah, silver lining
that's
number
huge.
Two.
That's huge.
That represents billions of dollars for the airlines. Billions. Now, there was one little airline that stood out by himself that did not charge penalties. Southwest Airlines.
And they've always done that, right?
They've always done that. So now their tactic is to let everybody know, hey, big deal. We never charged fees before. But so if you think back to what happened with the airlines, back in the day, you bought an airline ticket and it paid for everything. It paid for your little snack or your meal on the plane. It paid for your seat assignment. It allowed you to check a bag or two. All of those things. Well, then the airlines decided to unbundle their fares and charge you for every ancillary service they could come up with and then some.
How much more could they make on somebody?
Oh, like
extra bag would be what?
$50.
$50. Yep. Okay. Seat assignment?
$25 to $35.
Wow. Okay. So ka-ching, ka-ching.
Right. And so, and then you have the discount carriers that said, and then we're going to charge you for a carry-on, and then we're going to charge you for a glass of water. And oh, by the way, we might consider charging for use of the lavatories. And so people were just like, wait a minute, what happened here? So the airlines right now know you want people to start booking. And right now, when you book an airline ticket, you're still all right because they're waiving fees until like September 30th or
fees
something
for changing.
Or whatever. But now this is going well into 2021. You have to read the fine print. You have to listen to what all of the rules and regulations are for each airline. They're slightly different. So do you have to pay? First of all, you can't just cancel. You're not going to get your money back. This is waiving the change fee.
Right. You're going to fly.
But I'm talking about going. I'm talking to somebody who wants to go to Hawaii in January. Well, Hawaii just cracked down again with some more quarantine protocols.
But if he bought his ticket.
But now you
for
buy
January.
Your ticket for January, and these quarantines are not going away, and you're not comfortable with what it's going to be like, the diminished experience, those kinds of things. You can change the ticket without paying the $200 change fee.
And generally, right about now, fares are super good.
They're very good.
Yeah.
They're very, very good.
And you've always said, if you find a fare that you're good with, just get it.
Buy it and don't look back. Do not look back. I can speak the speak because I bought an airline ticket. I told you last week, not telling you one, not telling you what. We'll save that for later. But
Enid, Oklahoma. That's where she's going.
Yeah. I looked at the exact flights yesterday. I paid $193. They're $385 now. So they're jumping around all over the place. And so when you find a fare you're comfortable with, buy it and don't look back. That's always been my advice for buying airline tickets.
I'm just looking up, seeing if there is an airport in Enid, Oklahoma. And there is.
But I'm not going
there.
I don't
know what you could fly in, but yes, you could. It's 9:15. We'll be back. What do you got going for Rose? Give us a buzz. Zach and Mortgage Talk and text line at numbers 855-616-1620 on WTMJ.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:18 at WTMJ, 67 degrees. Brewers win. They'll play again tonight, 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 5:35. The Bucks lost 115-100 to the Heat. Game 4, 2 o'clock tomorrow on WTMJ. Weather-wise, enjoy today. Mostly sunny, going to be nice, 74. Increasing clouds in 58 tonight. Tomorrow, rain, few storms, going to be windy, humid, 75. And then Monday, Labor Day, mostly cloudy, breezy, few scattered showers and 70. Only 60 on Tuesday. You pro-fall, Rose?
I am absolutely anti-fall. Because what is it a prelude to?
I know. I know.
And I don't like cozy sweaters and boots. Oh, I can wear my cozy sweaters and my boots.
Oh, we know. Okay. Let's go to West Bend. That's where Valerie is. She's in a cozy sweater. Hey, Valerie.
Hey, good morning. Just calling to find out if Rose had some recommendations for a hotel in Budapest.
Yes, I do.
You love Budapest.
I do love Budapest. And what I would do is this. I would look on a map and see where the Intercontinental is located. That would be my first choice. It tends to be a little expensive because it is a 4.5-star hotel. It is in a perfectly lovely location, but there are a number of good hotels within a 10-block radius of the Intercontinental. So that's how I would figure it out. If the Intercontinental works for you, that's where I would stay. It is
right on the Danube.
It's right on the Danube, and it is right by one of the bridges to cross over. It's in walking distance of the central market where everything is happening. And it's just, I have had groups there. I have stayed there on my own. I feel I can say this. I know that when Tom Faza and his lovely wife, Gail, stayed a few days after a river cruise. Oh, actually, that's not true. They stayed a few days before a river cruise to meet a group. That is where we put them. So they loved it. I love it. I've stayed there independently. I've stayed there with groups, and I have always had impeccable service, and the location cannot be beat.
Excellent. Can I just say we love Fox World Travel. We've done group vacations to Ireland and actually Alaska with you, Rose, last year. And we can't say enough about Fox. It's just been a great, great help to all of our vacation planning.
Well, I appreciate that, those kind words. And we're up and running every day, 10 to 5. We're on Saturdays, 11 to 4. Cut back our hours a little bit during this time, but there's light at the end of the tunnel, Valerie.
Hopefully everything will be all good to go next August, a year from now.
Fingers crossed.
Valerie, what is on a 0 to 10 scale, what is your level of frustration of not being able to travel?
probably 11.
Yep.
Once you reach retirement, that's what your goal is, you know, to get out and travel.
Yeah, yeah. It is. Thanks, Valerie.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's 9:21. We'll be back. Akin and Morgan's Talk and Text line, 855-616-1620. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Take your travel tips from the travel experts. Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:23 at WTMJ. This is the Fox World Travel Show. The website is foxworldtravel.com. When you go there, and I think this is really a nicely built website.
You'll see
business travel. You'll see vacation travel. No, your team does a nice job. What I really like is the coronavirus updates right there. I mean, it's like right there. And it's not like you guys put that up and haven't updated it. There's lots and lots of updates. So if you need to know what's going on with travel, with business travel, with vacation travel, foxworldtravel.com is a good website. We are going to go to Menominee Falls. That's where Judith is. Hey, Judith.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
I would like to know, where do you suggest a person go for a COVID-19 test if they're going to the Turks and Caicos in a few weeks?
Does it have to be? Is it a 48-hour, a 72?
It has to be 5 days before travel.
So when you go to urgent care, what happens?
You have to be symptomatic in order to go to urgent care. And then if you're symptomatic, they're not going to let you on the airplane.
So if you called your physician.
Okay, ask your neighbor is now being engaged. So, anybody know, folks? Give us a buzz.
I don't know. I mean, I do know that if you've been exposed and are not showing symptoms in Sheboygan County, you can go to an Aurora drive-thru. You still have to make an appointment, but you can go through an Aurora drive-thru. But you have to tell them that you feel that you have had exposure to a positive person.
Oh, CVS will do it?
Yeah, CVS will do it. And I'm just worried about the turnaround time. Do you happen to see the turnaround time?
No.
Yeah,
no.
So
that was the problem. Sometimes they have a 5 to 7 turnaround time, and you need it before you get on a plane in Miami.
Yeah, CVS, and I think this is the one in the Falls, is they've got a drive-up.
That's
test.
The one I was looking at. Yep. So if you look at the website for CVS, they do have a COVID section there, and it looks to me like Menominee Falls has a drive-through.
All right, thank you very much.
Give it a try. Let us know. We'd be interested.
Appreciate that. Okay, text question from earlier. Hey, Rose, Jim, and Jackie from Sand Valley. Say hi.
They're up there golfing, having a good time.
Where's Sand Valley?
That's where that amazing golf course is.
I'm sorry, I don't golf. I don't know. You do. Yeah. Any thoughts on the Uniworld Peru trip?
I think it will be rescheduled for 2022. I think at Fox, we are taking very conservative looks at everything that got canceled for 2020 and trying to make a real educated and smart decision about when we can safely put those back up for sale. And with it being Peru and various things that are happening in South America right now, I just see that might happen in 2022.
Okay. What is it with Peru?
There was nothing going on down there for the longest time. And then all of a sudden when it broke, it was a hot spot.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Brazil, really bad. Yeah. Yep.
What do you mean bad?
The cases, they were bragging.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I thought, what do you do in Peru?
Oh, you go to Machu Picchu.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. You go to the valley and you see the hidden city and you see the Incas and you see the
Dinkas.
And you go to Lake Titicaca.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do. And you get the T-shirt and you send it to me. All sorts of COVID-19 testing texts they're coming in.
Oh, tell us.
Well, contact the local health department.
I think if you call your physician,
they
would tell you. Because if you say, these returns are getting faster and faster, it's my understanding.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
here's one. CVS is slow in results. Took 6 days for us. CVS Pharmacy took 3 weeks to get the test back. I think it's getting better.
Yep. I just feel like I would call my physician and say, here's the story. I got to make this happen.
Now, here's what COVID tested Walgreens at 6 in Oklahoma. Results came back in hours? Really? Appointments are required. Now, that's 6 in Oklahoma. Here, Judith was in the Falls. So,
but she'd probably go there if it could result in fast results, right?
So it's going to be faster and faster. In fact, one of the companies, I think I wrote the story last week for Annex, was, you know, they're going to be coming out with tests that are like $5 and you'll be able to buy them in a 5-pack and the results will be really quick. Yep. So it's
and those are like, that's a 15-minute result.
Yeah.
Now they're talking about breathalyzers that are 45-second results.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, when the vaccine hits, and we don't know when that's going to be because, you know, there's a bunch of companies that are working on it. You know, we've got this thing called, what is it? What is the name of our program? It's like Warp Speed or something like that.
Yeah,
that
is what it is.
Yeah, it is. Because I remember there was, the only reason I remember that is because they named it Warp Speed. And of course, everybody had to complain about the fact that they named it Warp Speed because that was technically a Star Trek thing, right?
Did you hear about this, Alex? There was a trademark or registered trademark
something.
Well,
no, because it's the American way. If somebody says something about something, you got to complain. Now I'm starting to see people are complaining about Mulan, the movie.
Oh.
Because some reason.
It sounds like Danny's spending too much time on Twitter to me. What do you think, Rose?
No. Dude, I'm off.
You're off?
I have been off since I walked away from Twitter. It was driving me crazy. I'll crawl back to it.
I like Twitter better because it's so fast.
He was talking last hour about how he's on Reddit. So don't let him fool you into thinking that he's off.
I'm
going to
talk you into
good.
Reddit. Reddit's awesome. Okay. Reddit is so awesome until it's not.
There's Alex pretending he's my friend after he made that comment about cramming for the test.
Yeah, way to go. Let's see if he's any good.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
9:35 at WTMJ. Breaking news. Yes, Rose Gray is on Twitter. Somebody called.
It's
or somebody
true.
Texted. Yeah. So
well,
you are
you could find me at Travel Is My Game.
Travel Is My Game. There you go. Last you tweeted on the
29th. And we just said, I'm a bit of a creeper. I follow people on Twitter and take what they say into account and I don't get into arguments with people on Twitter.
Don't like Twitter, the way to use Twitter is use it as a scanner. If something
there
happens, whenever there's breaking news, I will go to Twitter because it is the fastest thing out there.
Especially sports and travel.
Yeah.
That's where I find my source for sports and travel.
Yeah, but other than that, it'll just drive you crazy. Let's head to Steve. Good morning, Steve. You're on WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show.
Good morning.
Hi.
We're looking at doing a Galapagos Island cruise and an extended one, not a 4-day, like maybe an 8 to 10 day.
Okay.
And I was wondering what cruise lines you would recommend that would give us the best experience.
Okay, so tell me are you going to just do the Galapagos Islands, or are you trying to do more in South America than that?
Nope, just the Galapagos, so we can focus on that.
Okay. Celebrity Cruise Lines does a great job, a very great job. There are some smaller expedition.
Thank you. Expedition
cruise lines that take fewer people that might work for you as well. They get a little expensive. And so if you are looking for the big ship cruise experience with the really good opportunities on the island, Celebrity does a fabulous job.
Have you heard the difference between the two ships that Celebrity has? I think they have a brand new one and then an older one.
Yeah, so the new one has some features that you might want to consider. They've got some viewing stations and a few other things, but I'm going to tell you what, Celebrity takes very, very good care of their ships. So when you are getting on what is considered an older ship at Celebrity, you do not have to fear that you're going to have worn out carpet or musty smelling cabin or anything like that, because they refurbish frequently and they take very good care of their ships. So it might be worth it for you to look first at the dates and the itinerary and which one works best for you, and then look at the ship, because I don't think you would be disappointed in either of them.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it. It's 938 Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray. What's like top of the pyramid food chain?
Well,
for cruises?
Is that the one you were saying? Talk is fantastic. They just do an outstanding job. But there are some other cruise lines, including like Windstar and some of the really high-end ones that are much, much smaller experience. You can go either way. Sometimes people are just all about the experience and they don't want anything else muddling up things. I don't need fancy dinners. I just want the best experience I could possibly have on my excursions. And some are like, you know what? That's fine. I want sound little what are those called? Zydecos? Zodiacs? Zydecos music.
The boat?
Yeah, the little Zodiac.
Zydeco music in my Zodiac boat.
Yes, yeah. With a really...
Those are the ones the Navy SEALs are in.
Yeah. And they come out of the back end of the boat.
The Marines,
Because they're being super careful about human footprints on many, many of the islands. And so there are a couple of them. You remember we had Holly on a couple of weeks ago. About a month ago, that talked about the various islands and how they were different and that kind of a thing. So they're being very careful about how many people they're letting on each one of these islands on any given day. So go with a reputable company and check out the excursions and what other events and happenings you want to be paired up with your cruise.
Okay. We're going to take a break. We're going to be back. Want to join us? Our number is 855-616-1620. That's the Acunin Mortgage Talk and Text Line. An encouraging number this week in travel. We can cover that next on WTMJ and the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Got a getaway? No one does it better. Back to more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
943 at WTMJ. Brewers win. Play again tonight at 6 o'clock. Our coverage starts at 5:35. The Heat beat the Bucks 115-100 last night. Game 4 is at 2 o'clock tomorrow on WTMJ. Weather-wise, looking pretty good. Mostly sunny. Nice today, 74. Increasing clouds and 58 tonight. Tomorrow, not so good. Rain, storms, windy, humid, 75. Labor Day, mostly cloudy, breezy, a few scattered showers, and 70. And then it drops to 60 on Tuesday, back up to 64 on Wednesday. Right now, 68 degrees at WTMJ. We started the show. Rose had spotted a couple of things that were good. Number one is people going through TSA is up, and that means people are jumping on flights.
People are flying. Yep. And that's... statistic is I have nothing to sugarcoat it with, because it just basically the grid shows us a year ago same weekday. So in other words, it's not September 3rd. If September 3rd was on a Saturday last year, they adjust the calendar. So accordingly, the Thursday that was aligned with the September 3rd date this year was 2.1 million people, and we were at 877,698. So I scroll down looking for anything that was even close to 800s, and we're in the sevens, the fives, the sixes, but you have to go all the way to March 17th to find something higher than 877. So 877,000 plus people went through TSA on Thursday.
Nice. And the other thing was change fares changed.
Yeah. So when you buy an airline ticket, we're all very used to the fact that your reservationist, be it the person that you talk to on the phone at the airline or the advisor you talk to at Fox World Travel or what you read online, said this ticket is non-refundable, non-changeable, and has a penalty if you do in fact decide to change it. You must pay the fare difference plus a $200 fee to change this ticket. That's a domestic ticket. Now, United started it. United started it Monday, and then, of course, within days, American and Delta had to follow along. Read carefully, because some of them are Continental 48 plus Alaska, Hawaii. Some are Puerto Rico and the Caribbean. Some are Mexico, Canada, and the Caribbean. So it's not international across the board. So read carefully or listen carefully.
Wouldn't most people say you're going to Denver, right? And then things change in Denver. You'd still be going back to Denver.
Well,
or could you book anywhere else?
You can book anywhere else you want. Literally, the ticket has got the value you have paid for the ticket. And then we used to say a $200 change fee. Now it's that value just toward the purchase of another ticket on that airline with some restrictions, date restrictions.
Sure.
So I'm not going to Denver anymore. My friend moved and I'm not going to see her anymore. So can I go out to see my other friend in San Diego? Absolutely. As long as that carrier flies there, you have no problem. Now I want to buy a ticket to go to Amsterdam. That may be a different story.
Denver, Amsterdam. Yeah. What's the connection? Okay. Anyway, it's 9:46. If you want to join us, the number is 855-616-1620. That is the Accident Mortgage talk and text line at WTMJ. And okay, let's head to Rod in Milwaukee. Good morning, Rod.
Good morning. I'm going to try to make this as short as possible. I want to... First of all, apologize if this information's already been passed on. But I do not own a computer, and I generally have worked through a wonderful travel consultant, Carol Wamser, at the Brookfield location for Fox for the last 15 years. And my go-to place in January has always been the Dominican Republic, Punta Cana. And obviously I had not heard anything subsequent to... July, when you generally got the information for those kinds of trips. So I stopped by the Brookfield location only to find the office darkened and a virtual sign on the window. So I'm not sure where I go to find out whether or not there's still a possibility of traveling to the Dominican in January. I know it's one of eight nations, I believe, in the world that still lets Americans in for the time being. So is that possibility exist? And if so, Rose, how do I go about doing that?
Yep. So we don't know when we'll be going back to the offices. Our company, Fox World Travel, is being very conservative with regard to the pandemic and our staff's safety. So right now what's happening is you call 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they're open 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday through Friday and 11 to 4 on Saturdays. Our staff is working rotationally, so if Carol is not available, somebody who is familiar with Carol's clients will be her backup person. If you okay. send an email to cwamser@foxworldtravel.com, you will also get either through to her, or you will get her information that tells you when she will be back in the office. So that will okay. help. Now, with regard to the July sale that you're referencing, typically what happens is with our good friends at Apple Vacation, Fox World Travel for many, many years has had a blowout sale in July. And what was important for that to happen was that the Milwaukee charters had been announced at that point in time. We are still waiting for ALG, which is now what Apple Vacations has become, Apple Leisure Group, to let us know if there are going to be Milwaukee charters for 2021. They are still working out those contracts, and so that's what we're waiting for. Can you go from Chicago? Yes, that's definitely an option. There are some charters from Chicago. If you want to wait from Milwaukee, you can do that. Something I also should let you know, and the listeners will be happy to hear this as well. We have now a relationship with Apple Vacations whereby you can do a gateway swap. Meaning, if you are the kind of person that needs to have this booking made now, you just feel like you have to know you're going, you can make the booking using a charter flight from Chicago, and if and when the Milwaukee flights are announced, at no charge, you can swap out your gateway.
Okay.
So that might help you as well. So cwamser@foxworldtravel.com, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and 10 to 5 and 11 to 4 on Saturdays.
Cool. Rod, thank you very much. Life without a computer must be awesome. In ways.
I would. And you know, something else Rod mentioned was the Dominican Republic. You can go there right now and they're testing on site.
Ah.
Right. And I'm watching the Dominican Republic like Rod's watching it. He's going in January. I'm going in November.
All right.
So there's a few other caveats we can talk about how you get into the Dominican Republic.
Is the cool way to say it the DR?
Yeah.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, I'm going
to
the DR.
She's going to the DR. Accident Mortgage Talk and Text Line. That number is 855-616-1620. Back in a bit on the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
954 WTMJ, final segment for the Fox World Travel Show. Accurate Mortgage Talk and Text Line, 855-616-1620. Text question, are we ever going to find out where Rose went this week?
No, I didn't go anywhere yet. Okay. So I'll be let one more little tidbit out. I'm going somewhere on the 20th of September. Okay, so I bought an airplane ticket last week.
Do you remember the 20th of September? Oh, sorry.
I do remember it. Well, yeah. I hope to remember it because I want to come back on the air when I get back and tell you all about my experience.
Okay. Another one. Has Rose heard if global entry interviews are going to start up for people that won't be flying into any participating airports?
Okay, so I have information that the U.S. Customs and Border Protection, the CBP, as it's called, is supposed to be seeing people starting September 8th. So they basically took 6 months off. And you have to have an appointment and all kinds of things. But it is my understanding that the global entry interviews are going to resume on the 8th of September.
Okay. What is that again?
So that is super entry thing. So if you are TSA, that's one thing. That's $85. But if you really want the gold standard, you get global entry. Because when you fly into an international airport like O'Hare, you bypass those big long lines and you go to the global entry kiosks. It's divine.
I just want the TSA pre-check because those people look special too.
Yeah, well, yeah. You could get TSA pre-check, but right now some of the airports aren't even offering TSA pre-check.
No, but I'm saying when you're sitting in line, everybody breezes
you
by you.
You want to be that person?
I want to be that guy.
All right,
let's go to Mequon. Hey, Al.
Good morning.
Al. Hey.
Good morning.
Hi, Al. Yeah.
Yeah, so my wife and I are scheduled for an Alaskan cruise next August on Viking. And my question is, we bought the trip insurance. Does that cover, does that cover pandemic-related issues?
Did you buy it through the cruise line or did you buy it through an independent source?
Through the cruise line.
Yeah, so what you'll have to do is find out who it is they're using. It could be Barclay, it could be Tripmate, it could be somebody, but in their information, it will tell you who they're using. Then go to their website and read. It is unlikely that coronavirus is covered. Now, what that means is if you get sick from the coronavirus and can't travel, you might be covered. If you have a fear of traveling due to the COVID-19 virus, that's not covered. So you need to look at your policy. It is unlikely that that fear of travel due to coronavirus or the fact that you don't feel comfortable for whatever reason is probably not a covered reason.
But the bigger question is if they're not sailing because of
right,
the virus,
that's a different story. Now, that probably isn't going to involve your insurance. That's going to involve you and the cruise line having a conversation about what your options are. When Viking canceled many of their cruises, they were giving people future cruise credits of 125% of what they paid for their cruise to use for a future cruise. So you should find out what the rules are with regard to what happens if Viking cancels the cruise.
Cool. When in doubt, folks, work with a pro like Fox World Travel. The website, foxworldtravel.com. You'll be able to find an agent. You'll be able to get some great insight.
You can find out about the book club, which we never said a word about today.
Okay.
So Fox World Travel's book club is coming up on the 29th of September. We don't want to miss that.
Rose, see you in 2 weeks.
I'm
doing a thing.
All right.
See you in 2 weeks.
Bye.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC.